Traditions Academy. For a complete schedule, visit the show's page at our website, 1150kknw.com. More variety, more fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. You probably know Alternative Talk, 1150 AM is the home of great shows like Cop Talk Radio, the Scandinavian Hour, and the Truth About Nutrition. But did you know it could also be the home of your own radio program? If you've got an idea for a radio program to promote your business or address the topics you want to talk about, call Joe Jones at 425-653-1102. And find out how you could join the Alternative Talk 1150 AM family. Remember, that's Joe Jones at 425-653-1102. Or visit our website at 1150kknw.com and click on the Contact Us button. Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. It is a wonderful world. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, this with Life Solutions with Mary Manning Morrissey today at 5 on Mondays, where this has been a fabulous, fabulous show. And I am Dr. Pat Basile, usually joined by Reverend Dr. Mary Manning Morrissey. And today we have with us someone that is joining the program so that each and every one of us can pump up our manifestation muscle. Let me just say a little bit about today's show and about today's segment, co-host, actually. And what I want to say is Life Solutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, is a fabulous, fabulous new program that Mary Manning Morrissey has started. And we're going to be talking about many, many things through this hour, along with giving each and every one of you out there an opportunity to dial that old phone. Just get that, punch that number in there and call us here if you are stuck, if you need some help, if you need whatever pound weight you're going to decide to pick up so that you can pump up your manifestation muscle. Because today Karen Hanslick is joining the show. Now, Karen has been working in the field of prosperity, helping thousands of people reach the level of prosperity that they desire for decades. Some people would say she has created sort of the blueprint for how each and every one of us can pump up that manifestation muscle, what it means to do that, what it is that we do in our lives that serves us towards that end, and what we do that absolutely just doesn't really help us at all. As a matter of fact, it just gets that pothole to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And so today's show is to share her insights, you know, what things are going on for each and every one of us as we step forth in this world, declare our good, and to really just let it rip. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Now, part of this is talking about Mary's program,
right,
which is the Life Mastery Program.
Absolutely. And that is for those of you who may not know this on the show, I actually work with Mary. We work together in Life Solutions. And my position in there, I'm a speaker and empowerment coach. My position in Life Solutions is that I'm the CPO. I'm the Chief Possibility Officer. So in that company, what I do is hold the possibility for the programs and the processes to create personal empowerment for people so that there is absolutely nothing that stands in the way of their living their lives on purpose and with just through an experience of that they are doing what they are here and what they have been created to do in life.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what I said earlier was, you know, this show is about, you know, pumping up, building up your manifestation muscle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, that's a phrase that we're going to use throughout this show. What I would like to ask you is if you would describe what that means to have a manifestation muscle and how that works in it, how that works in Mary's Life Mastery Program.
Okay, that's great. It's a perfect question. You know, for years, 20, almost 30 years ago, I started taking and studying prosperity classes. And there was so much around, you know, you have to change your thinking to change your life. And I would work really hard at that. And every time I took another course, I would find that my life would move forward a little bit, but I could never really completely change my life. And I would keep going to classes. Along the line, I remember really hearing that this would take work, that it takes work to do this. It's not just don't change your mind and change the story and it's done, but that this is work. And I remember thinking, well, I can do work. I'm somebody, I'm not afraid to work, and I know how to put that particular cap on and work at things. And so once I heard that, I went to a place of, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can work on it. And so for many, many years, what I have been teaching and what this course teaches are ways to, what are the processes you need to work on every single day to develop that muscle so that this becomes who you are and how you act every day in the world.
You know, one of the things I think that we all do really well, Karen, is that at least folks that are listening to the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think for me, I've always been really good at picking up the book, opening it up, reading it, and being a really good student.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just, you know, like doing the underlining thing and, you know, putting the clips on the chapters. And, okay, it's one thing to read a book. It's
right.
Another thing to transform the messages and the lessons in the book into 24/7 in your life.
Right.
24/7 in your life. Because 24/7 in your life is what the manifestation muscle is about and what Mary's program is about, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And I know that when Mary and I got together and we looked at developing a program, what I know from doing workshops and coaching with people is that it takes time for them to be in a certain vibration to actually make an energetic shift within themselves so that it sticks. That's why we created the course as a six-month course. And we actually have six different subjects. I just want to take a minute to explain it so people understand what we're talking about. The course actually is a six-month program that's done live via teleconference with Mary and myself and other peers that she brings on to the calls. And what we do is we work an entire month on a particular subject, which could be anywhere from mastery in abundance to mastery in manifestation, mastery in love, mastery in transformation. There are six different subjects that we work on, and we spend an entire month in teaching. We also give every student a meditation CD for the month with meditations for every week so that they're staying in the vibration and listening to that meditation tape, we hope, every day. And also Mary sends her Miracle Minute to people every day, which is a one-minute inspirational phone call. And the course also includes a mastery manual that students work with during the week. So what we have done is created something that we put people into a program that every day there is, through the phone call, a way to keep them in the vibration of the work that we're doing. And weekly through the teleclass and then daily through the, or whenever people listen to it, to the meditation CD. And we figure it takes, you know, you've heard this lots before, that it takes 21 days to establish a habit. So we're devoting an entire month to every subject so that people can develop those mastery skills within their core, that it becomes who they are. It's not just, I read it, I heard it, it's a good idea, but it's how I now live my life, and that's why we make it such an in-depth course.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about life mastery and pumping up your manifestation muscle 24/7. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show with Life Solutions and Mary Mann and Morrissey. Of course, we have today with us a prosperity expert, who is working with Mary, building the Life Mastery Program, Karen Hanslick. When we come back from the break, we will be talking more about what it means to pump up this muscle in every aspect of your life. If you want to find out more information on how you can plug in to this message every day, every week, all of it is contained on our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. website. That's the THEDRPatShow.com website. We have got some stuff to give away tonight because pumping up the muscle also is about giving back to you all out there. And we have started the Gift Today program, and on Mondays we give away more than one thing. I'm Dr. Pat. This is Here, Life Solutions with Mary Manning Morrissey, my guest Karen Haslick. We will be right back after the break.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some...
Join Mary Manning Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery Course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire six-month course. The cost of the Life Mastery Course is only $995. And if you sign up by May 29th and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460, or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's LifeSolutions.com.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Renton at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 11th through the 13th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to Pack.edu to learn more.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
All righty. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Life Solutions right here on Dr. Pat Worldwide. And Mary Manning Morrissey is usually with me. And I know she is off doing something very, very important. As a matter of fact, isn't she, Karen? She is with her sons, isn't she? Or did I make that up?
Well, she's with relatives right now.
All righty. Well, I know that she is here in spirit. And what we are talking about today with prosperity expert, of course, Karen Haslick, is prosperity and pumping up your manifestation muscle. Now, we were talking about this six-month course in a mastery, Karen, and we were talking about the elements contained in it. Why don't we break this down into the way that the program operates, and then let's talk about why these elements are important for us to go 24/7 in pumping up the manifestation muscle.
Right. Okay, great. Well, as I said before the break, it takes work. So we designed, and so the first question you ask yourself was, well, what's the work? And so Life Mastery, we have created the work for you to do to assist you in developing mastery skills in six different areas of your life. The first one being mastering intention. And mastering intention is about accessing the power of your purpose. What are you here to do, and how do you now start living your life so that you are able to bring to you the circumstances, people, and events that you need to be living your divine purpose?
Okay. So if we don't have the first part of this down, we're not going very far, are we?
Well, it's all about manifestation and learning to how to intend something and how to have it show up in your life is the first way to learn how to manifest anything. It all starts with intention.
Okay, so when we're talking about intention, we're talking about the power of understanding our purpose, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's really been hard for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's been hard. Do you think that the reason that it's hard for a lot of folks to figure out what their purpose is because once they get their answer, they don't like what they hear?
Well,
I'm projecting. Now I'm projecting.
That is a great way to put it, Pat. I believe that everyone knows their purpose. I believe that not everyone is conscious of what their purpose is. And so through the course, we like to bring them to a state of getting conscious of what their divine purpose is. And a lot of times, they may not bring it up to their consciousness because there is so much evidence around them that they feel that, oh, no, that couldn't be for me. Oh, no, that couldn't be my life's purpose. I'm not that important enough. I'm not that gifted. The way my life looks, that absolutely couldn't be the one. So they're probably in denial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so important for us to empower people. And when we do, more of us living more and more empowered lives, we actually can to make a huge shift on the globe in global consciousness,
mm-hmm,
and in self-evolution.
Well, it's really hard to make a shift anywhere when we feel like we're shackled with the burdens of our past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And shackled with the burdens of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that. And so the idea about setting intention is get really clear, isn't it, on what our purpose is and how we want to move forward. And folks have heard me say that while I've been doing this radio for 2.5 years, it wasn't until around August, September of last year did I decide that I was going to put both feet in to this and say, yes, this is what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Once I did that, whoa. Everything starts to move at an accelerating pace.
And that's frightening for a lot of people.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a scary thing sometimes because, you know, we're talking about setting an intention. And, for those of you just tuning in, this is Life Solutions. Mary Manon Morrissey is a regular segment host. Today we are blessed and honored to have with us Karen Hanslick, and she is the, wow, she has been behind the scenes and somewhat not behind the scenes in helping Mary launch the Life Mastery program, actually, and it is for the Institute for Life Mastery, and that's what we're talking about today, and how you could pump up your manifestation muscle 24/7. Karen, one of the categories that Mary talks about, she talks about mastery and manifestation, and we're talking about pumping up that muscle. In your experience and all of the people that you've worked with, what would you say is the greatest challenge that we face in whether or not we're going to manifest what we want or we're not going to manifest it?
What's the biggest fear we challenge?
Challenge we face.
Well, I think for people, once they, you know, we talked a minute about their purpose and not accessing it, not wanting to know what it is. But then when they do know what it is, many people put it into that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do at some time in the future. They never really bring it into now because then they would have to live it, and it's way too frightening. So I would say the biggest fear they have is actually living the life they want to live.
Well, is that because we are afraid that we don't understand, we don't see, we don't know? Is it because we're stepping into the unknown? I mean, there is a saying I think that folks use about the demons that we know about as opposed to the ones we don't. Mm-hmm. So do you think that that's a large part of it?
Oh, absolutely, because the way it is, even if it's not good, is comfortable. You know, we hear so many times about people who have been raised in abused environments, marry people into abused environments, because that's what they know. And they tend to stay in a life that they know and that is their comfort zone for them at some level. And it takes a lot of courage to move out of that comfort zone and to really do the work to be living the passionate life that you were sent here to live. I know Walt Disney said when you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do, and one thing it takes to accomplish something is courage.
Well, it does take courage. I mean, it takes courage in a lot of ways. It actually takes courage, Karen. Doesn't it take courage in just sitting down and looking at what it is we want in our lives? I mean, isn't that sort of the place where we actually stand up and we could say, this is what I really want. I want a juicy relationship in my life. You know, I want to have a job that pays me well and I love it. Mm-hmm. I want to have a spiritual practice that's so fun that I can't wait to do it.
Right.
You know, all of that takes courage. And doesn't the courage come from two places? One, knowing that, you know, that's something that you want. And number two, having an old tape that goes on that says, oh, you're really not going to get that, Pat.
Right. Knowing that you're worth it.
I'm not worth it. And by the way, what makes you think you're even going to get that? What makes you think you deserve it?
Right. Well, in fact, those tapes keep coming up. And I don't think they ever really go away. The only thing we can do is start learning how to replace them with other information and learning processes and things to do that keep us focused on what we want to create instead of, you know, Mary always says you can live 90 years or you can live 1 year 90 times.
That's right.
It's a great, great saying, and it's so true. That's what most people do. They live the same life over and over because of those tapes. And this is about replacing that information with new information, and we have to do it every day, and we have to do it all day long. And the old tapes ever go away, but they get so far back in the file drawer of your being that they have less and less of an effect on you.
Well,
that's the goal that we have.
Well, they actually take the back burner,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to kind of being up there and up front and just totally controlling everything that's going on in our thoughts, our thought flows. It's hard to sit here and say, this is what I want in my life, if the loudest voice in your head is the one that's telling you don't deserve to have that
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Right.
It really is hard to create that programming. So tell us, you know, now that, you know, you're launching the Life Mastery Program, what are you seeing? I mean, what are you totally being jazzed about in terms of what you're seeing, the people that are signing up? Tell us a little bit about what the energy and the vibration of this program.
Well, it's been so exciting. We started this program a couple months ago. It actually, every month is standalone, so people join us every month. And then they go for 6 months. Our next one starts July 5th, and we start with Mastery Manifestation, so it's absolutely perfect. We have been getting rave reviews across the country from people who are doing this program, not only about the materials, but the ability to have this type of support system in their life to move through the skills. To have the teaching, coaching, mentoring support of Mary has been, you know, a great asset to many of them.
Yeah.
And it's so complete where there's not a place where they don't get reminded every day that they are a gift, they are God's gift, and they have great gifts to use on the planet, and they're here to and that we're supporting them in living that life.
Mm-hmm. You know, all of the things that are going now on the planet, and I get to talk to a lot of really inspiring individuals, and as a matter of fact, we're getting to talk to more and more folks in different parts of the country. I'm very, very excited, and I know Mary is doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
What is the general sense from people in terms of how they feel about truly asking for what they want right now in their lives? And the reason I ask you this question is because of a comment that was made to me about a week or so ago. And it was kind of like this. It was like, you know, gee, Dr. Pat, isn't it a little selfish right now to be asking what you want in life when there are so many people that are struggling and doing what out without? You know, so what is it that what is that that's going on? Is it that we're living in such contrast right now in the world?
Well, I think there are a couple things going on. One is we have to learn how to co-create ourselves so that we can make a difference in the world and so that we can teach other people how to co-create. And we also set up a vibration in the field, you know, that we're now powerful and we're empowered rather than powerless. Once we establish our own power within our own daily lives, we then radiate a different energy out. And we can also bring other people into that information by the way we act in the world and the way we show up in the world. I know that I spent many years manifesting and developing success in different areas through all that I've learned and now teach. And had I not done that in my own life and had the evidence show up in it, I wouldn't have developed the ability to now go teach other people who have a ripple effect.
Mm.
So I believe it moves from, you know, many years ago we used to hear prosperity is your divine right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do believe that it is our divine responsibility. It's our responsibility to live life fully, that we may use every gift that we have, that we express ourselves, that we get to experience anything that we want to, not out of hoarding and having more and I've got and you don't, but as a way of being able to have around us the expressions of things that we love and the experiences that we want. I know that I always say, you know, God doesn't love Donald Trump any more than he loves me or you.
That's right.
He just thinks differently as far as bringing money to him. It's a different thought pattern. And the reason it's so important to develop these skills is we may be talking about them today so that you can live abundantly and travel and have freedom. It really is about having freedom in your life to do what you want. But these manifestation skills are so important because should you run into crisis, they're the same manifestation skills. I know last year my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and so immediately we knew what to do because we have these skills. And through all that we did, within a record amount of time, he has created his numbers shifting dramatically.
Mm.
But instantly we knew what to do because we have lived in this field and have done this work. So I know when I'm out there and someone is in a crisis, I know the tools to use.
And those are the tools that you are teaching people that are signing up for the Life Mastery Program.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what was that, Pat?
That's it. It's a program where people can tap in 24/7 to get a thought, to get an understanding, so that they can have tools in their toolkit, not just when the sun is shining and things are all great, but, you know, even when the rain is out, even when the snow is out, even when life is feeling a little dim, the tools don't change.
Right.
What a gift. What a phenomenal gift this is. Karen, you know, I want to ask you this question, which I did not ask you at the top of the show, and it's a question that I ask each and every one of my guests that come on the show, and I would love to ask you this question.
Okay.
I want to hold your answer for when we come back from break, but here is the question.
Okay.
All of the things that I know you're doing, I mean, you are clearly bringing the vibration of the planet up, just raising it up. And you have done work to help people on your own as a prosperity coach and all of the things you're doing and now working with Mary. So in all of this, when all is said and done, you know, there's got to be times where you've had challenges in your own life. And this is the question. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you, Karen, had to personally overcome to bring you to this very moment? And hold that thought. We're going to take a break. That'll be the question we come back with. Want to invite all of you out there to call in questions, comments. I will pull a Harmony card for you if you call in. Want to come on the air and chat with us? 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. or
1-888-298-5569 if you're toll-free in Western Washington. Once again, 1-888-298-5569.
And I'm plugged in at live, L-I-V-E, at the thedrpatshow.com, live at thedrpatshow.com. We would love to take your calls. We'd love to give you a copy of Mary's book. So for the first caller to call in and come on the air, you've got a copy of her book right here sitting next to me. Don't you love that, Tom? Look at that.
It's right there. Building Your Field of Dreams right there.
Absolutely going to give it away. So let's do that when we come back. I'm waiting on pins and needles to hear Karen's answer to that question. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show, Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. And my special guest today, Karen Hanslick, will be right back.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Manon Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to a phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. Contact Karen at 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or Karen at LifeSolutions.com. That's Karen at LifeSolutions.com to start receiving your Daily Miracle Minute.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love. One day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.
How toxic are you? How does this affect us? Learn to detect and safely remove toxins such as mercury and lead from our bodies. Join us April 29th for a free seminar with Dr. Lynn Hanshu entitled Good Guys Stay, Bad Guys Go with Natural Cellular Defense Drops. A safe new alternative for heavy metal detox presented by copioushealth.com. Call 206-423-6596. Again, 206-423-6596.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding Your Music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Join Mary Manon Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you will participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, receive a monthly mastery manual, and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You will also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary during the entire six-month course. If you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a significant discount. This course can change your life. Contact Karen at LifeSolutions.com. That's Karen at LifeSolutions.com or call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Hope to see you there.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Let's take it nice and
oh, Frankie. Oh, Blue Eyes. I know you're like loving it, Tom, aren't you?
I get on a serious Frank Sinatra trip sometimes.
I know, I do
and
too.
I just have to hear a lot of them.
I know.
Him and Dean Martin.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, just in case you're wondering, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. And today filling in is Karen Hanslick. We are talking about pumping up your prosperity. No, pumping up your manifestation muscle. Prosperity is part of it, but it's not the whole deal. And, you know, sometimes I don't know the difference, but Karen's going to straighten me out like right soon. And we have some callers. We will get to you. Thank you, Kate and Valerie. Just hang in there. We want Karen to answer the question, though. We want Karen to answer the question. And the question I asked was about challenges and obstacles, Karen. And the reason that the question is so important is because when I first started to do the show, everybody said to me, look, you know, you are so happy. I mean, you come on the air, you're like joyful, you like this, you know, going on. Haven't you ever had a bad hair day? And what I did was I actually did a show where I talked about the obstacles in my life. And so now that question has sort of been so associated, affiliated with the Dr. Pat Show. We're continuing that right here. So you've had a few minutes to think about it. I'd love to hear what has brought you to this very moment.
Well, it's interesting you say people ask you that because as I speak, as I'm doing a seminar, a training, a teaching, or the people know me in my life, they say the same thing. You're so happy. You have it out together. They assume that that is how I've been my entire life. And to the contrary, I grew up into an environment of abuse and had many difficult things that happened along the road. I don't want to go into it. But I was someone who could actually probably be homeless right now or very seriously addicted to drugs.
Mm.
I could have had a very different life than I have right now. And along the way, I started going to things that talked about this teaching, and I started learning. I started becoming a student of these things. And I got very clear when I was about 25 years old, and I'm 53 now, and I was 25, I got very clear that I had to start telling a new story about my life. Because the first part of my life, I was a complete victim of what had happened. And growing up in that type of environment, as a child, you really don't have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really are a victim of it. But I got clearly in touch with that the next 25, 35, 45 years, I had control of and I would have to actually tell a different story. And so I did, and I started to recreate another way. I started to dive into this teaching and learn how to create another way to think, another way to talk, another way to act. And I have since, I'm very proud to that I have a successful life, and I have raised two incredibly gifted, wonderful, happy children, have had a very successful life of that. And for myself, I've been the paradigm shift in my family, and it took doing this work. So I would say that, no, I wasn't raised in the family, the Leave It to Beaver family.
Mm-hmm.
I was someone who thought not highly of myself at all, and that I didn't deserve to be on the planet, that I was stupid and ugly and everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah.
But now I just think I'm brilliant and adorable.
And I think you are as well, Karen. I think you are as well. And it's really interesting how we all have those parallel stories that go on. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Because, you know, what I have found is that when we talk about what's real for us, we inspire the thousands of people that will listen to this show live today, and then the hundreds of thousands that will listen to this show in the archives, to let each and every one of us know that we have gone through the stuff and we don't have to be our stuff. Wow. Thank you. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Kate.
Kat, before we do that?
Sure.
Can I tell everybody one thing?
Sure.
I want to give you an example of some of the work that we do in the course, because I know in my own work what I had to do is tell a different story. So one of the exercises in the course that I love is that we have everybody get a picture of themselves from the past.
Mm.
And they make a black and white copy of it. And they write a copy story as if it were in a newspaper talking about who that person became.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's very powerful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In fact, the people in the Life Mastery course, mine is up on our website, so they get to see me as a little girl, and it says, starry-eyed since her youth, Karen's transforms the life of millions through her work. And it was a picture of my sister and my brother, and I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and this was at a time where I was highly abused. And so I went back and I rewrote the story of who that little girl was becoming. And that's just one of the exercises, and your listeners can do that this week. One of the exercises we do to support you in rewriting those scripts and those stories.
Okay. And let me give out the website, lifesolutions.com. Wow, Karen, that is fabulous, and what a great exercise. We'll go over it again before the end of the show.
Okay, great.
All right, let's talk to Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Yes.
Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, I love your shows.
Thank you. I would love to know what your question is, and I can pull a card for you as well.
Okay.
And let me introduce you to Karen.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Karen. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Intention is so elusive. It seems like you're a hold of it for a while, and then it kind of slips away. Do you have any advice as to how to keep it on a regular basis?
That's a great question. Thank you. Did you hear that, Karen?
No. Could you repeat that?
You know, intention is kind of this elusive idea, and sometimes you have it. Kate, make sure I get this right. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you just feel like it slips away. Is there a way that we can, you know, have it more like super glue?
Right, and that's what the course is. It's a way of, so it becomes, you know, these tools and how to use them all the time. Intention doesn't slip away. It's always there. It's you getting, because whatever you're experiencing right now is what you intended. And so the question becomes, how do you have your intention thermostat set at what you really do want to have happen in your life? Because many times we have in our lives things that we don't want, but by the way we were focusing on them, the way we were talking about them, the story we were telling about them, the thoughts we were having, actually bring us what we really don't want, but the intention has been set at a different level.
And, you know, Kate, can I chime in on this as well?
Sure.
One of the things I've learned from Karen, you know, let me just get your point of view. One of the things I've learned from my own personal experience about this, and Mary talked about this last week, the key for me has been focus. It has been getting myself at a place where I get really laser, in my own language, laser about what I'm setting into motion, but I do it every day. And that's what I think the miracle minutes are about, that Mary does. But it doesn't take like a really long time to do it, Kate. It's like when I wake up, even if I get really clear, what I'm doing today is A, B, and C, and D, and that is all in support of my dream to do this. You see how that's like one sentence, 30 seconds, one sentence?
Right, and it's the first thing that enters your mind in the morning is what you're saying, and that keeps you for the rest of the day going, because it's
yes.
Like it's there in the morning, and then you get into life, and pretty soon you've forgotten it.
Well, what I do is, and Karen, you talked about this, I do it in the morning, but then I keep doing it.
Oh,
I keep doing it, like if I have to do the laundry. Let me just use this. This is really true, Karen. I had to do the laundry, and I had to do the laundry yesterday, and it was like, I have to do the laundry, and I'm going to do the laundry. Why am I going to do the laundry? I'm going to do the laundry today because I'm hoping to go away next weekend, and doing this laundry today will get me closer to my dream to have a weekend off next weekend. I am so down in that laundry room, so fast you could shake a stick at it.
That's great.
You know, then I have to go back up and remember, you know, like the keys to my place. But the point is, like, remind yourself of why you're setting your intention. You will get really clear on the intentions that you set that are not serving you and the ones that are. Karen, does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. That is just so good. And it's important that when you are setting your intention that you're wording it in a way that it calls to you what you want. For instance, lots of people want to lose weight. So they talk about, I want to lose weight. I'm going on a diet. I'm gonna. Instead of saying, putting yourself in the, I am thin and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
When you're calling thinness to you instead of, you know, another word. And so it's really important to call to you what it is you are create, what you want to create, and not what you don't want.
Can I ask you a question, Kate?
Sure.
All right, if I were to ask you right now, right in this moment, what do you want?
Biggest thing is every day to be happy.
All righty. So that's it, right? Right, Karen? Every day, Kate, you want to be happy.
Correct.
So you are happy every day in your life?
Correct.
All right. We're going to do a little affirmation with this. You want to join us?
Sure.
Okay. What we do is, if you ever listen to the 11 o'clock show, what you know is we do what we call a countdown. So, Tom, you got to play with us on this. What we do is we count down in a count of three, and it'll be 3, 2, 1. And, Karen, the affirmation, and I want you to help with this. Maybe we can declare an affirmation. We say it three times. Is that I am happy in all aspects of my life. How does that sound and feel to you, Kate?
Sounds great.
How does that sound, Karen?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, everyone out there, this is the deal. Let's set the intention. Let's crack through the cement, or as we would say, the crust of conscious limitation. And three times, we are going to do it with feeling. I am happy in every aspect of my life. You ready, Kate?
I am.
Go ahead, Tom, do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
I am happy with every aspect of my life. I am happy with every aspect of my life. I am happy with every aspect of my life.
Oh, boy, I'm feeling the love on that.
I love it.
We got you going,
really,
Kate?
You betcha.
All right, if you hold on, we'll get some information because we want to send you a book.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Wow. Karen, pretty good? How's that feeling? Did we lose Karen?
No, I'm here.
Okay, good.
That was great. One of the affirmations I write every single day is, I am creating a life that is in harmony with my soul's delight.
All right. So we are going to do that three times when we come back from break. Valerie, when we come back, you are right up. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Life Solutions, me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here with Karen and Hanslick. And we are filling in the best we can for Mary Mann and Morrissey, who will be back with us. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Valerie, we'll get you right up in a minute.
And now, the end is near.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Mann and Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Mann and Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m. Part of the Dr. Pat family.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Put money in the bank, not in your tank. Gas prices skyrocketing, emissions polluting our air. This doesn't have to be your story. Save an average of 7 to 19% miles per gallon now with Ethos Fuel Enhancer, a revolutionary product currently being used by the U.S. government and China to significantly increase miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions. This non-hazardous, non-toxic fuel enhancer is available now by calling 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Take the money out of your tank and put it in the bank, or visit ethosfuelpower.com.
Bonjour, my name is Veronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE, and I will send you three of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 plus shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money. So take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
June is busting out all over, and so is the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Now, live coast to coast, we are thrilled to be announcing all of the ways that you can join our thriving community of listeners. Whether you are a daytime listener, drive time listener, or internet listener, there is something here for everyone. Our new website has 24/7 listening, podcasting, live Thrive Chat, and the latest on national and local events. Oh, and don't forget our library of resources to connect you with products and services that support positive change, honors the dignity of the human spirit, and is committed to healing the planet. For more information and to listen online, go to www.drpatworldwide.com. That's www.drpatworldwide.com and tap in to your unlimited possibilities.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And every highway and more, much more than this, I did it.
Are you going to sing, Tom?
No, I won't subject the audience to that torture.
Oh, if I do it.
That's, my singing's pretty bad.
Oh, there we go. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold off myself. Not in the right key for me. You're listening to Dr. Pat Show, Life Solutions with Mary Madden Morrissey. Of course, we're here with Karen Hanslick, as you know. Valerie, please call us back. We just hit the little button there that clicked. We are so sorry, so sorry. Please call us back. We want to get your question on, and there's plenty of time to do that. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527.
Or 1-888, that's 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. Call us back.
Yes, please. Karen, let's let people know how they can get plugged into the Life Mastery Program.
Well, they can sign up by either calling our phone number, 503-922-3460, or they can call lifesolutions.com. It's lifesolutions.com. They can go on our website or email me directly, karen@lifesolutions.com.
Okay, all right. So, Valerie, please call us. Please call us. Please. We got just like carried away with the button thing. You know, let's kind of, in the spirit, Karen, of talking about pumping up that manifestation muscle. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we like get the manifestation thing and the abundance thing, and it gets all really confusing. And you know why? For very good reason. If you Google the word abundance, mm-hmm. You will get 46,400,000 definitions for it. Okay? That's 46 million. That's what's going on about abundance. So let's see if we can really separate the difference between abundance, manifestation, prosperity, and all of that for our listeners.
Okay. Well, abundance can be in any area of your life. You can have abundant relationships, abundance in prosperity, which, you know, abundance in money and things and stuff, and abundance of consciousness. Abundance is just is having, you know, a great deal of something.
Abundance.
Right, that's abundance.
Having a great deal of, you know, whatever it is you want.
Right, exactly. So you can have abundance in different areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about manifestation are the skills and tools that you learn to develop how to bring things to you. You know, you want a new job. Well, how do you manifest it? You want to have a loving relationship. How do you know, you want this partner, a certain partner. How does that show up? How do you manifest money? How do you manifest money in the bank, being debt-free, you know, not having, great cash flow? How do you manifest it? So manifestations, how do you manifest health and well-being? So manifestation are the basic tools you need to really live life. I'm surprised that we don't teach this in school because they're the main skills that we need for survival on the planet. Not survival, but thrival.
That's right. That's why this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. So it is around that. But we are really used. I mean, you're bringing up something really interesting. I mean, we are kind of programmed in a lot of ways. And I don't know if this is from sort of the development of our history, at least in this country. We are at this place a lot of times where we're very grateful that we're just, quote, surviving. Mm-hmm. So the idea of thriving and putting the thriving hat on is something that's really foreign. I mean, for many people, the notion of thriving doesn't even seem like a possibility.
Right. And that's the work we're set out to do. That's the consciousness we're set out to shift. Because when you have complete freedom and you know that you can create something and you know that you have the right to and you deserve to, and you know, when there's a desire in your heart, it's put there for a reason. And most people think, oh, I shouldn't want that. I shouldn't want to go to Europe. I mean, that's for other people. And if there's a desire in your heart, it really becomes your, I want to say, job, it's your responsibility to fulfill those desires of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a culture that the energy exchange is money. And we need to put money in. Money's our friend. It's not the enemy. And most people look at it as it's that money is the enemy, so to speak.
The root of all evil, of course.
Yeah. And money needs to be our friend. It's a great way for us to exchange services and energy with people in the universe. I left a line from Bugsy Siegel, had a line in the movie with Warren Beatty, and he was looking for a house in Beverly Hills, and his friend was with him. And at the time, it was, I don't know if it was like $100,000, which way back then was, you know, like a million. His friend said, "You can't spend that. That's a lot of money." And he said to him, "It's just dirty paper." And he had this different thought pattern about what money was.
Yes.
And not that I like his tactics and how he did it, but it reminded me when I saw that is that we need to hold a different energy with actually what this is. And it says, "In God we trust," and it is a piece of paper, and it is a coin, and it is a system that we made up, and yet we let it define and run our lives.
It's a huge responsibility if we take a look at money in terms of spiritual capitalism. And, you know, what's going on in the planet. And we're actually going to be talking more about that. I have Bobby, who works on the Dr. Pat team, is going to be creating a program on spiritual capitalism because, you know, there is an idea of this flow of money and energy and how it all relates to what we bring forth in this world. And, you know, the program that we're talking about, the Life Mastery Program, is to help you look at every aspect in your life and to know that, you know, you will be able to set the intention. You will have a mastery in manifestation, in health and in love, a mastery in abundance, and a mastery in transformation, which means, Karen, you know, taking you from where you are today to where you want to be, doesn't it?
Right, and it's giving you the tools. And I know I have complete confidence. Being that I have these tools, I have complete confidence to live life in any arena, no matter what happens. If a company I'm associated with closed, that is not my source. That company, that paycheck, that situation, that spouse is not my source. I know how to manifest. I know how to create. I have the security within me to move forward in life with however I choose to in complete joy and abundance. And that's the gift of this teaching, and it's so important because I think the more we can free people up to live their authentic lives, to live lives of joy and happiness, then there will be less hoarding and less of what we see because people know that they are empowered to create and manifest what they need when they need it. I had a really great thing that happened this weekend. It's kind of Mary and I were traveling, and we went, we're at the mall, and I went into this shop, and I have been wearing the same nail polish for like 5 years, and I love this color. It's been discontinued, and last week I started running out of my, you know, last one that I had, and I went, God, I got to figure out, I have to go on eBay or find out how to get this. I just absolutely love it. I'm very attached to it. We're in this mall, and we walked into this nail shop, and I went right over to this counter and bent down and picked up that color. And they had 4 or 5. It's been discontinued for years. If anybody's out there, it's called All Roads Lead to Rome, OPI. Get it. It's great. What happened? I bent down and I says, "Mary, can you believe this?" And she looked at me, and she said, "Yes, I can."
Absolutely.
But here's the other part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was they had like 4 or 5 bottles of it, and my normal reaction would have been to buy 2 or 3. And I made a conscious choice in this moment. It's all about conscious choices, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other subject that's great about to discuss one night. But it's about conscious choices. I actually made a conscious choice to only buy 1 bottle. And I made that choice out of, I don't want to come from scarcity and having to buy 2. I know that at any moment the universe supplies these with exactly what I need in an believable, creative way.
And when you need it.
And when I need it.
That's perfect. Thank you, Karen, for joining us. Thank you so much for an inspiring show and joining us tonight. And for all of you listening, boy, we are loving doing this show. We're loving bringing this to you. We will be back next Monday at 5. There will be a Mary Mann and Morrissey, a program on air for you next week. Karen, let's give out real quickly the website and the call number for people to sign up for Life Mastery.
Okay. They can call 503-922-3460, or they can go onto the website, which is Life Solutions, it's LifeSolutions. And they can also email me directly if they want to sign up, Karen at LifeSolutions.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you, Karen. Say hi to
You're
Mary.
You're welcome.
Wow. And let me just mention, we'll be back here next Monday. For those of you wondering who I am, I'm Dr. Pat. This is from the Dr. Pat Worldwide Radio Programming. We're here right on Alternative Talk, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. See you tomorrow at 11, and there will be a fabulous, fabulous conversation with a worldwide healer, Bradley Falk. And if you want to tune in on the Internet, Marianne Williamson, 7 o'clock in the morning, on voiceamerica.com. To all of you out there, know that you are loved, know that you are blessed, and know that you're in my heart. Make yourselves a great evening.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.